Welcome back to Breakfast with Bob, Challenge Penticton Edition. Behind me, Okanagan Lake, where the athletes will be racing tomorrow. We are at the Hooded Merganser. This is the Canadian Multisport National Championships. Next year, 6 ITU World Championships over 10 days. Our guest, the Italian Stallion, David Giardini. How are you doing?
Good, Bob. How the heck are you?
I am what? See? How the heck are you? I love that. So my favorite thing is that you won the Super Frog. That is a legendary event. Started in 1979. How does an Italian boy end up in freaking Coronado winning the Super Frog?
Yeah, that's actually where I met you, and that's probably to this day one of the coolest races that I've done. With Penticton coming in.
Yes.
Probably a close second. I was born in Italy, and then I attended college in Rhode Island.
And as then, a swimmer?
I swam up until high school. I quit in Italy. Quit in high school.
Burned out. Were you thinking Olympics as a swimmer?
No.
No, you're not that bad.
It's just in my town. There's a big swimming program.
Yeah.
And then a strong soccer program.
Okay.
And I was hopeless at soccer, so I figured I was only good at swimming back and forth,
chasing
the line. And,
yeah.
So then I attended college, and I swam there for a year just to meet people, you know.
Right.
It was small school, Division III. And then got a job in Honolulu, in Hawaii, and then I was working there, and I was a bit burnt out on my job.
What type of work?
I was a sustainability coordinator
for
a printing company, a big commercial printer over there. And so every day I would swim in the ocean and then ride to work.
Yes.
The traffic in Honolulu is terrible.
Awful.
Ride there and then ride back home.
Yeah.
And then I wasn't very satisfied on my job, so I had a lot of pumped up energy.
Yeah.
And so I would run around Diamond Head, and every day I would do that.
And did you even know that that's where the Ironman started there?
Then I met Tim Marr over there. And his dad is one of the originals, actually, that raced with Dave Scott on Oahu. That was the second year that they did it.
Yeah. Dave was third year. Yep.
Right.
Me too. Yeah.
And so, a coworker told me, you're doing a triathlon every day. You might as well enter one. And I had no clue what it was. And I looked
really?
It up. No clue.
So you had to look it up online.
And I was already like, I'm 28 right now, and I must have been 23 probably, 24. And I did it, and I was hooked. I had no idea what I was doing, but...
What race did you do?
I did the Honolulu Triathlon.
Yeah.
All the races on Oahu, I did them all for that year, that season, and then the following one, and then...
Good success at those races?
Yeah, I was getting on the podium, and then Timmy was always, crushing everyone.
Yes.
With him being the only Oahu pro.
Yeah.
And then he got me inspired, and I figured I've only been into kite surfing and surfing. It was just
being on the kite surfing there is really good.
Yeah, exactly. But it was hard to kind of monetize my passion.
Right.
I figured with triathlon, I realized
there was some
pro races and so on. So I got into it, and that's long story short, I ended up in Corona. I ended up in Boulder and then got
training
my pro
with other
card.
People.
Yeah, exactly. Got my pro card, and then
what was your first pro race?
My first pro race was probably one of the 5150 series.
Okay.
Or actually the Oceanside Lifetime Fitness.
Oh yeah.
And I showed up, and I think that was the year that Gomez was there racing, and all the ITU boys like Malloy and Zafaris and Lagerstrom. And yeah, I thought I had a pretty good race, but I was still probably one spot out of the money or something like that.
Yeah, now, what was great for someone just getting into the sport was there was that Olympic distance where there was money, right?
Yeah.
There was Oceanside, there was New York, there was Chicago, the
whole
Toyota Lifetime Series Tour, but that went away.
Yeah, exactly. It went away, and I mean, I figured my strength was actually... I was performing a bit better at the 70.3.
Yeah.
I did Challenge, Rancho, and then the Super Frog. And those were my first two 70.3s, back to back. And I was first and third.
Right.
So, and then at the Olympic distance, I was kind of mediocre.
So the 70.3 was probably
better. Yeah, probably was suiting a bit better. Yeah.
And then in 15, you did a bunch of, you did Wildflower.
Yeah, last year was what I call like my first pro season before I was going to school, and I was just still trying to figure out this triathlon thing. And last year You know, I was pretty committed to it.
Yeah, I mean, you raced a lot.
Yeah, I raced a lot because I didn't know what I was self-coached.
Texas, yeah.
Yeah, I was self-coached. I did a bunch of 70.3s,
yes.
Challenge races, everything really that I could get on my plate. I did the Bahamas Invitational
before
the I became
house.
At the Island House.
Okay.
Yeah, I snuck in there.
And here you did the half last
yeah,
year.
Yeah, here I was
and third.
Yeah, here I was third.
What is it about this place that obviously
worked? It reminds me a lot of where I'm from in
is
Lake
it?
Garda
yeah.
in Italy. Yeah, it's just nice mountains, and the weather is kind of like Boulder, so
yeah.
Kind of like dry and sort of hot, temperate. Yeah, it's just inspiring, you know, being on the water and... Just the
good
bike.
Crowds along the
yeah,
way.
Yeah, good crowds, yeah. It was windy and rainy last year, which made for a challenging
right.
bike, yeah.
So what is it about this sport? Because you haven't been in it that long.
Yeah, no, not much.
But obviously, it's something that you really like.
Yeah, I like it a lot. I like the, you know, being able to, it's kind of, it's my passion right
yes,
now.
Yeah.
So I like that I'm able to, you know, kind of, call this my job and at
sort
the same
of funny
time enjoy
job,
my passion
yeah.
It's just I enjoy traveling and seeing new places and racing is a good opportunity to do
yeah.
that so yeah probably the part that I hate the most is just hanging out before the race
but that's the worst
because I'm
right?
so energetic and
yeah.
I would like to
you want to go work
go
out
ride yeah exactly.
So for the rest of this year
yeah.
what are the plans
after
winning tomorrow?
Oh, wow. Thanks, Bob. I'm doing the ITU Long Course Awards in Oklahoma.
Oh, okay.
Actually, for the USA.
So you're representing
yeah,
USA?
Yeah, I'm representing
then.
The USA. I, you know, being Italian, I thought I'd write to Italy, but they're not interested in having me race there.
Right.
Because I guess nobody knows me over there in Italy.
Right.
Because I've never raced in Europe, actually.
Huh.
yeah.
So you're a U.S. citizen?
No, but you have to be a U.S. national.
To
race for
okay,
USCT.
Good.
So you have to have lived here a certain amount of years
right.
and have not raced
for
another
country
prior.
So perfect.
Yeah, so perfect. Yeah, so I'm stoked for that, and I'm looking forward to trying this new distance.
Yes, I mean, it's going to be very unique, right?
Yeah,
you've got
yeah.
a lot of 70.3s.
Yeah, so, but usually yeah. I'm a pretty solid swim biker,
yes.
and I
well,
feel like my results don't really... showcase. I usually go backwards on the run
yes.
most of the times. But when I don't, then I'm able to put together a decent result. So, yeah, I'm getting there. I was always self-coached, and I started working with that Matt Dixon of Purple Patch.
Oh, so you were with Matt Dixon
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, last July after Racine, after blowing up in Racine.
And how has he helped?
Yeah, it's great. You know, it's given me some structure. I thought I was reinventing the wheel before.
Yeah.
You know, just trying to see what the pros were doing. And now I feel like he's got a very proven track record of bringing
Absolutely.
Amateur athletes up to the top of the pro rank. So that's what made me go with him. And we got a good Boulder squad.
Yes, you do.
With Drew and Sam Appleton and Kevin Collington. Yeah.
So when you train with Drew, and now you get yeah. to race him tomorrow... You sort of know each other's strengths and weaknesses.
Yeah, actually, you know, not so much because Drew is kind of the polar opposite of me. He's got his, can you say shit on
yeah,
TV?
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
He's got his shit together. I'm a bit more laid back.
Yeah.
And so he's always out the door by 6 a.m. and I like to sleep in and take it a bit more easy.
Sure.
And
it's a long
so
season.
Yeah,
right?
yeah, but yeah, it should be good to race with Drew, you know, we're kind of similar abilities.
Yes.
I
mean, you'll be out of the water in front of him.
We'll see. Who knows? Yeah. I usually.
I don't want to.
I don't.
Water.
Yeah, but I'm. It's not that I'm like pushing to be first out of the water. It's
yeah.
just like it ever so happens. Then.
Yes.
So I'm just. Maybe play conservative and come out with the group, and I'm usually alone up the road
yeah.
on the bike, and maybe this time I'll. Try and stay with the group or something like that.
So if you win here, would this be your first pro win?
No, I won Super Frog.
Oh, besides Super Frog.
Yeah, I won Super Frog. I won Challenge San Gil a
That's
month
right.
ago.
That's right.
In Mexico.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then second at Pacific Grove.
Yeah, I've done Pacific Grove. Yeah.
So you've been very consistent. This has been a good solid year for you.
It's been all right. Yeah, it's probably what I call my second pro year.
Yeah.
And, you know, to be, to call yourself a true professional in this sport, like, I feel like you got to be on the podium at every race.
Yeah.
Like, in order to make an income. Yeah.
Yes.
So that's what I'm striving. That's what everybody's
striving for.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And will you stay away from the full Ironman for a while?
You know, for now, I don't have any interest in it.
Good.
But
it's a long way to go.
Matt Dixon always pushes his athletes to do Ironman.
Really?
Yeah. No, I mean, you can see with a lot of his athletes, they stepped up to the Ironman distance with a lot of success.
Yes.
Like on debut Ironmans.
Well, because they take their speed.
Yeah.
They take your speed, and they've obviously he's training them with the nutrition and the rest of it.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. So yeah, we'll see. Who knows? I'm just playing by ear in this sport. It's been a crazy journey so far. I would never expect it to come.
You didn't even know about the sport.
Exactly.
Next thing you know, you're a professional traveling the world.
Yeah.
So you enjoy every minute of it.
Yeah, exactly. Next thing you know, I'll be Bob Abbott.
I like it. and have no way to make an income. That'd be good. David, thanks so much for taking time.
Perfect.
Good
thanks
luck
so
tomorrow.
Much for inviting me.
I love
All
it.
Right. Thank you.
All right, again, this is Breakfast with Bob. We are at Challenge Penticton. The Hooded Merganser is our host. Hold on, everybody. We will be right back.